Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm Lauren Adams, filling in for Greta Mart. Here's some local news for Thursday, December 10th. The United States Coast Guard is urging mariners to prepare for heavy weather in western Alaska this weekend. Yesterday, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration's National Weather Service forecast a storm that could include hurricane-force winds and up to 45-foot seas in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands. According to a Coast Guard press release, the Coast Guard notified crews of the Cutter Melon, which is currently patrolling the Bering Sea, and also the Air Station Kodiak to stand by to assist mariners. The Coast Guard is also encouraging mariners to monitor NOAA weather reports and be prepared to take appropriate safety precautions, such as pulling into safe harbors or taking shelter in the lee of an island in order to safeguard their crews. Forecasts currently show windy conditions developing here in Unalaska Saturday night and continuing through Sunday night. KUCB will be keeping an eye on weather forecasts, so stay tuned here as we get closer to that storm. A couple of researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks are experimenting with turning some of Alaska's finest fish scraps into dog treats. They've received almost $94,000 of funding from the Pollock Conservation Cooperative Research Center for their experiments and will work with pollock, a mild white fish. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche dropped by the pilot plant in Kodiak and has more.
Chris Sonito uses a machine to grind up gelatinous chunks of pollock skin. This is one of the steps in testing antioxidants that will keep the dog treats from rotting. If all goes well, by this summer, the experimenters will have a marketable product with a long shelf life and an irresistible flavor. Sonito says they haven't conducted taste tests, but the concoction already has a fan.
My dog's ears will just perk up when I come home and he knows I have them in my pocket.
He thinks other dogs will be just as enthusiastic. Right now, he and the project manager are more concerned with creating a product that lasts. They keep the pollock skins in a walk-in freezer. Sonito says they're the bits that processors usually toss.
So McDonald's would take the meat, and this is the waste from that. So this is just what's left over, and this would just go in the garbage. But for this experiment, they've collected this for us. A lot of the brown meat is still left on the skin. And it's mainly collagen protein, so it's a very easily digestible protein, but there is quite a bit of meat still on there.
Today he's grinding down three trays of pollock skins. One is a control, and the others will test two rosemary-based antioxidants. One is Herbalox, which is geared towards humans, and the other is Naturox, which is used for pets. Sonito says each mixture also contains 10% all-purpose flour as a binder. After pressing the mixtures into trays, he'll freeze them, cut them into sticks the next day, and then dry them until they're shelf-stable. He says they're also testing pet treats made from whole pollock skins. About 6 months ago, they cut frozen blocks of the skins into thin shingles using a bandsaw, dipped them into the antioxidants, and then dried them. Sonito takes the results of that round of experiments out of an environmental chamber. The machine looks like a giant refrigerator, and Sonito says it's used for accelerated shelf life studies. Right now, it's set at 30 degrees centigrade or 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Sonito cuts the plastic containers open to see the treats inside.
They do look a little different than when I first started, I think. Just by smelling, you smelt the fresh skins. And then if you smell that, that's oxidized quite a bit. Can you tell? It smells like kind of bad fish, but I think a dog will love it still.
Sonito says they just sent out samples of that experiment for analysis. As far as predictions go on which pollock form and antioxidant treatment might work best, he's still undecided.
The ground one is probably a better utilization because when we bandsaw, we're wasting about 15% in sawdust. But the ground one may open it up more to oxidation, so we'll just have to see what happens.
Sonito says the project manager will travel to Anchorage to present their progress in late January, and the entire set of experiments should be done in June. I'm Kayla DeRoche.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Lauren Adams, filling in for Greta Mart. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM, and you can find us online at kucb.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.